Now, if your yapper has gotten you into a sticky situation, you may find yourself in need of another voice, that of ethicist Randy Cohen. Randy writes the Ethicist column in the New York Times Magazine, and every other week he helps us sort out the good yaps from the bad. Hello, Randy.
I don't know. I'm a little upset by all this yap talk. I don't understand any of this. This is some kind of professional radio thing. I'm so confused.
Well, we'll straighten it all out for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, this week's letter comes from Karen Jenkins in Albany, New York. She writes, "Recently, I attended a performance of Ballet Trocadero de Monte Carlo, the famous drag ballet company, with my teenage daughter and a friend. At intermission, we shifted from our cramped seats with an obstructed view to much better unoccupied seats further front." Jenkins goes on to write, "My daughter was uncomfortable with this, suggesting we were stealing the difference between the price of the seats we bought and those we moved to." She adds, "I think what we did was fine. It didn't disturb other audience members, and those seats would have just stayed empty. As a single mother, trying to nurture my daughter's enjoyment of the arts, I can't afford the best seats in the house. This way, we increased our appreciation of the performance, and we harmed no one. So, what do you think?" Well, Randy, what do you think?
Yes, the arts. You know, I don't think kids see nearly enough drag ballet. I do know about the Trocadero, and they're quite funny. And that seems a fine thing to take a child to. I have to say I'm unimpressed with her reasoning. That what her argument seems to be, she can't afford better seats. Well, I can't afford a Ferrari, but that doesn't make it okay for me to steal one. However, the big however, usually the however means, you've done a wicked thing. But in this case, the however means, I think she acted just fine. I share her conclusion that what she did is not stealing. She paid for her crummy seats and would have happily sat in them. Well, all right, maybe not happily. But if a better seat is available, it would be mean-spirited and petty of the management to keep her out. I'm all for seat swapping, whether it's at the ballet or the ballpark. I just don't see why it's morally superior to let a better seat sit empty rather than allowing a child to move up a few rows. Teenagers do have a famously low threshold of embarrassment, and so she may decide to stay put in her crummy seats to avoid making her daughter uncomfortable, but she has no ethical obligation to do it. I'm for it.
Okay. Well, we have Karen Jenkins on the line now. Hello, Karen.
Hi.
How was the ballet?
Oh, it was excellent. This isn't really a child. She's 16, and one of the things which motivated me to make the move was that she and her friend were dressed to the hilt. They were in drag themselves. But I've been doing this kind of thing for years. Mm-hmm. But it was just for the very first time her comment made me think twice about, you know, the ethics of my circumstance.
I think it's admirable that you were sensitive to your daughter's feelings. But let's face it, they're teenagers. My daughter's embarrassed if I just show up. You know, I feel like I'm being impertinent by not, you know, being dead.
Yeah. Well,
and there's nothing we can do about that. But I think you're teaching her an important lesson, that not to mindlessly follow a rule. That some rules are wise and humane, and some rules are simply foolish.
Yeah.
And if management was going to send a bunch of goons to strong-arm you out of the good seats so they could sit empty, that's a foolish rule. And I think you absolutely did the right thing.
Well, as Randy's advice, what you were expecting to hear, you said you struggled with this for a little bit.
Well, yeah, see, my motivation has always been we attend these things all the time where, you know, I'm past the 50-year mark and I'm the youngest person at attendance, that the people supporting live arts is just an aging group.
Hmm.
And that unless the young people get a really fine experience, it was one of those things where they just weren't getting an opportunity to get the goosebumps experience. And
I have to say, I find all these attempts to rationalize it unpersuasive. That I understand you want to give. You don't need to rationalize it.
Well,
you did no wrong. You were fine. You were in the clear when you just said, "Hey, that seat is empty. It won't hurt anyone.
Right.
Why don't we move up?" People do it at the ballpark, and I think that's terrific. Although a lot of ballparks forbid it now because they're mean You did no harm. This little tap dancing, oh, I want my kid to appreciate the arts. You know, she's a nice kid.
Randy,
she was dressed up. None of that would count if what you were proposing they do was something wicked. You know, that therefore they should go in the back and just kick the hell out of Pavarotti and steal his stuff. You know, that would give me goosebumps, but that would be wrong.
No, but if we hadn't been, like, dressed and they didn't know how to behave, I wouldn't have done it. You know, if we would have taken from the quality of someone in the more expensive seats experience, I wouldn't have done it.
But everyone should be courteous to their neighbors, whether they bought a ticket or not. That's not a question of the price of the seats.
This was an extremely unpleasant circumstance we got ourselves in. But I normally am very well behaved.
All right.
But I think you are well behaved, and I think you continue to be well behaved when you so demurely and quietly move to better seats.
Okay.
Well, Karen Jenkins, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
And if you are feeling ethically incorrect at the ballet or really anywhere else, drop us a line at watc@npr.org. Be sure to put the word ethics in the subject line and please include a phone number where we can reach you. You may just get to discuss your dilemma with Randy Cohen. Thank you so much, Randy.
It's a pleasure. They'll know me. I'll be the one in the front row.